He's going to be having some audio clips from the evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins. Also, the founder of Creation Museum and noted fundamentalist Ken Ham. And some Charles Manson, which I think would fall in the hell spot. Plus WMFO's own Alex Kittle from The Bleeding Heart Show. So make sure you tune in to Plastic Sushi with Edward. And I'll be checking. And I'll be trying to tune in too, but I'll be playing fireman, but hopefully I can get in there to listen. Let me know you're out there. 617-627-3800.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Oh, good heavens, someone's caught my tinkle.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James God is a calling.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some
that's
people
right.
say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. But tonight, we dine in hell!
Chinese have a lot of help.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Well, first of all, I'm not just a creationist. I'm also a Christian.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
The hell with you.
Our theme today is songs about heaven and songs about hell.
You've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
He mixes different quotes of people.
comedy songs, and he always starts it off with Japanese music, so it should be an interesting combination of things. Very, very freeform to the point of WMFO.
Ashamed of that for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and what we do on A Plastic Sushi is to always start things off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And then we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. Tonight, we're getting ready for the Halloween holiday and our Halloween show next week with a classic Plastic Sushi sound collage theme called Heaven and Hell. This show is a tribute to one of my favorite WMFO shows ever of years past, the Bleeding Heart Show, hosted very reliably by Alexandra Kittle, and also Julie and some other DJs from 2007 until 2010. And this theme is my own version of a theme they did in 2008 called Heaven and Hell. So our audio clips from who knows where tonight include Oxford scientist and evolution evangelist Richard Dawkins, who's the author of many books, including one that I think, if I have to point to any one book that's made the biggest impact on my way of understanding the world, it's The Selfish Gene. Not as other people would have it, the Bible, but we're also going to be hearing extensively from the fundamentalist Christian and young earth creationist Ken Ham. And I have no doubt the book that he would say that's had the biggest impact on his life is the Bible. And then also psychopath and killer Charles Manson. And we heard some excerpts from Charles Manson in my intro set. that was recorded at one of his parole hearings. Where he was talking about, what do you think is going to happen to me when I get out? Well, his parole appeal was not successful then. And it's not expected by pretty much anyone to ever be successful. So we began the show with a Japanese band, of course, Pizzicato 5, and You'll Never Get to Heaven from On Her Majesty's Request. And essentially this evening, yes, our theme is heaven and hell, and I'm going to be alternating songs about heaven and then following it by a song about hell and then heaven and hell, and that's just the way we're going to go for the entire two-hour sound collage, essentially. And, you know, part of our intro set includes my dear friend Chuck Yu, anarchist journalist extraordinaire, talking about how the opinions and views expressed on the show aren't necessarily those of WMFO, its staff or management, Tufts University, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. And let me say up front and explicitly that particularly applies tonight. I think Ken Ham is an absolute crackpot, and young earth creationism, the idea that the earth is just a few thousand years old rather than billions, well, that's just completely wrong. And of course, Charles Manson, I don't endorse any of the way that he thinks at all. But a part of comparing and contrasting things that we like to do in these sound collages is just to let things fly from all over. And, well, we've got so much great music for you this evening from all over the place. Frank Sinatra and Alison Krauss, the Mexican arranger, producer, and somebody very important in bringing high-quality stereo to the forefront of modern music, Esquivel. We'll also be hearing from Adrian Ballou, Run DMC, the Armenian, the Duke player, Jivan Gasparian, Billie Holiday, Frank Zappa, the Talking Heads, Tangerine Dream, Wendy Carlos. Oh yeah, we've got a lot of great music in store for you. And then, as I mentioned, Richard Dawkins, the scientist and author, and he's also known as Charles Darwin's pit bull for the way that he defends evolutionary theory. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also going to be hearing extensively from the Christian fundamentalist, creationist, and all-around anti-science nut, Ken Ham. Backing me up right now is Collide with a very cool cover version of Felix the Cat. Yes, those were lyrics. They are lyrics. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going as we take you to hell and we take you to heaven. Take you back to hell. Take you to heaven again. For another 1 hour and 46 minutes. Here's the Japanese band Loudness, Like Hell.
Just like a wolf. I'm just afraid that you're going to burn in hell for all this.
There are would-be murderers all around the world who want to kill you and me and themselves because they're motivated by what they think is the highest ideal. Of course, politics are important. Iraq, Palestine, even social deprivation in Bradford. But as we wake up to this huge challenge to our civilized values, don't let's forget the elephant in the room, an elephant called religion. The suicide bomber is convinced that in killing for his God, he will be fast-tracked to a special martyr's heaven. This isn't just a problem of Islam. In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march. Religious extremism is implicated in the world's most bitter and unending conflicts.
We want the non-Muslims off the lands of Muhammad. We want the kuffar out of it.
America, too, has its own fundamentalists.
The issue for the next generation is going to be the Islamification of Europe.
And in Britain, even as we live in the shadow of holy terror, our government wants to restrict our freedom to criticize religion. Science, we are told, should not tread on the toes of theology. But why should scientists tiptoe respectfully away? The time has come for people of reason to say enough is enough. Religious faith discourages independent thought, it's divisive, and it's dangerous.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And
once.
Evolutionists, do they go to hell? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, you sound pretty provocative today. You're not telling us that all of those who believe in evolution will go to hell, are you?
Well, no, I'm certainly not saying that at all. You see, there are many Christians who believe in evolution, and if they're truly born-again Christians, then believing in evolution won't keep them out of heaven. Remember, the Bible says that if Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. It doesn't say, if you believe in evolution, our faith is in vain. But I do want to make a very important point nonetheless. For born-again Christians who believe in evolution and millions of years of history, although this doesn't affect their salvation, it does affect what their children or others they influence believe about the Bible. You see, what's happened over the years is that when one generation compromises God's word by accepting man's fallible ideas, like evolution and millions of years, and then reinterpreting parts of the Bible, then the next generation tend to reinterpret other parts of the Bible as well, and over time it loses its authority. Eventually, biblical authority becomes so undermined that people begin to drift away from the Bible. I truly believe this is ultimately why the culture is losing the Christian influence it once had.
Believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time, there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah. He gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Well, I long for the day when I'll have new birth, 'cause I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lived here on this
to die.
What the hell are you staring at?
Get the hell off my screen. Now.
So important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
John Whitehead.
The food at one Florida jail might be fit for inmates, but according to one prisoner, the meals are not fit for Muslims. So inmate Curtis Lee Moore, who claims to be a practicing Muslim, requested a special diet devoid of pork. But prison officials refused, insisting that they saw no proof of Moore's religious beliefs. Now Moore has turned to the courts for help in pork-proofing his diet to suit his religious beliefs. Critics insist that prisoners are not entitled to the same rights as free men, but Congress and the Supreme Court have repeatedly affirmed that prison officials must reasonably accommodate the religious beliefs of inmates. The points of law are First Amendment and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000. Whether you're incarcerated or free, the right to freely express your religious beliefs is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Thank you.
here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Our theme is heaven and hell, as we alternate between songs about heaven and songs about hell. And we're actually paying tribute to one of my all-time favorite WMFO programs, The Bleeding Heart Show, which ran from 2007 to 2010 with hosts Alexandra Kittle and Julie and some others along the way. We began our set with the Japanese heavy metal band Loudness, and that was Like Hell from their Thunder in the East album. And then we zagged with Frank Sinatra and Pennies from Heaven. And then we zigged with 13 Cats and Hellbop. And then we switched gears once again. Alison Krauss and the Cox Families, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. And then a very cool cover version of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. That was Marilyn Manson. And it didn't sound very much like the original version. Good heavens, I'd say. Because that's the kind of thing that we like to do here on non-commercial radio stations in general, and WMFO in particular. Bring you music that you're not going to hear on commercial radio stations. But you know, it's free to listen to us over the airwaves, and it's free to listen to us over the web. But Tufts has been cutting our budget. And, you know, as I heard another DJ in her Thursday morning show mention, as she segued into a pledge to get you to go over to donate.wmfo.org. Right now, I am staring at some cut, frayed, broken wires on a microphone. Yes, I'm absolutely sure mic 4 is not currently functioning. But you know, if you went over to donate.wmfo.org and put a little money in, I bet we can get it fixed. And we can continue to go and bring you all sorts of great freeform programming, which you know you love it. That's why you're listening right now. And I sincerely appreciate that. Backing me up right now is Moby, and this is a piece, God Moving Over the Face of the Water. So next up is a band that has a Japanese background. Actually, they were a collaboration between Japanese vocalist Luna Meno and then a Korean theremist, somebody who plays the theremin, an instrument invented in the 1920s by Leon Theremin, a Russian inventor. It essentially has two antennas, so you don't touch it, you don't play keys, and you move your hands in front of it. And one changes the pitch, the other changes the volume. And it was used extensively in science fiction movies and other musicians. Jimmy Page and the Beach Boys used versions of it. And in fact, there's iPhone versions that obviously you have to touch the glass screen. But Suko Lee and Luna Meno are the core members of Sexuroba. And that's how we're going to start off this next set. This is Heavenly Bodies. And then we're going to hear a song by Sonny Landers.
As Dan Dennett noted in Breaking the Spell, a bafflingly large number of intellectuals believe in belief, even though they lack religious belief themselves. These vicarious second-order believers are often more zealous than the real thing, their zeal pumped up by ingratiating broad-mindedness. Alas, I can't share your faith, but I respect and sympathize with it. I'm an atheist, but the sequel is nearly always unhelpful, nihilistic, or worse, suffused with a sort of exultant negativity. Notice, by the way, the distinction from another favorite genre. I used to be an atheist, but that is one of the oldest tricks in the book, much favored by religious apologists from C.S. Lewis to the present day. It serves to establish some sort of street cred up front, and it is amazing how often it works. Look out for it. I wrote an article for the website richarddawkins.net called I'm an Atheist But, and I borrowed from it in the following list of critical or otherwise negative points from reviews of the hardback. That website, conducted by the inspired Josh Timonen, has attracted an enormous number of contributors who have effectively eviscerated all these criticisms, but in less guarded, more outspoken tones than my own, or than those of my academic colleagues, A.C. Grayling, Daniel Dennett, Paul Kurtz, Steven Weinberg, and others who have done so in print and reproduced on the same website. You can't criticize religion without a detailed analysis of learned books of theology. Surprise bestseller? If I'd gone to town, as one self-consciously intellectual critic wished, on the epistemological differences between Aquinas and Duns Scotus, if I'd done justice to Eriugena on subjectivity, Rana on grace, or Moltmann on hope, as he vainly hoped I would, my book would have been more than a surprise bestseller. It would have been a miraculous one. But that is not the point. Unlike Stephen Hawking, who accepted advice that every formula he published would halve the sales, I would happily have foregone bestsellerdom if there had been the slightest hope of Duns Scotus illuminating my central question of whether God exists. The vast majority of theological writings simply assume that he does, and go on from there. For my purposes, I need consider only those theologians who take seriously the possibility that God does not exist, and argue that he does. This, I think, chapter 3 does, with what I hope is good humor and sufficient time. When it comes to good humor, I cannot improve on the splendid Courtier's Reply, published by P.Z. Myers, that's P.Z. Myers to you, on his Pharyngula website. I have considered the impudent accusations of Mr. Dawkins with exasperation at his lack of serious scholarship. He has apparently not read the detailed discourses of Count Rodrigo of Seville on the exquisite and exotic leathers of the Emperor's boots. Nor does he give a moment's consideration to Bellini's masterwork on the luminescence of the Emperor's feathered hat. We have entire schools dedicated to writing learned treatises on the beauty of the Emperor's raiment, and every major newspaper runs a section dedicated to imperial fashion. Dawkins arrogantly ignores all these deep philosophical ponderings and crudely accuses the Emperor of nudity. Until Dawkins has trained in the shops of Paris and Milan, until he has learned to tell the difference between a ruffled flounce and a puffy pantaloon, we should all pretend he has not spoken out against the Emperor's taste. His training in biology may give him the ability to recognize dangling genitalia when he sees it, but it has not taught him the proper appreciation of imaginary fabrics.
When I was in a doctor's office once, a TV set was on in the waiting room, and there was a famous talk show host interviewing a group of nudists, and the host made this statement. Look, if God meant us to wear clothes, he would have made us with clothes in the beginning. But in the book of Genesis, we find that Adam and Eve didn't have clothes. animals until after sin. You see, when Adam and Eve rebelled against their creator, God killed animals for their coats. Actually, the first blood sacrifice was a covering for their sin, which is a beautiful picture of what was to come in Jesus. We have an entire exhibit about this in our creation museum. God gave clothes because of sin, because sin distorts nakedness, sin distorts everything. That means that there's a moral basis for clothing. Therefore, we shouldn't just wear the immodest fashions of the day. We should be careful to ensure that what we do wear is in accord with why God gave clothes in the first place.
Her daddy's doorbell was ringing when I called on the telephone. He was the one to answer me, so I told him what was going on. Said, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. I said, I love your daughter.
To think reason had won the war against superstition, but it's quite shaking to witness the faithful droves trooping through Lourdes. This is a benign herd, but it supports a backward belief system that I believe reason must challenge.
Here we have, as they say, an oldie but a goodie.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake, to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be. Here is romance for us to try. Here is the chance we can't deny. While heaven's giving us the break, let's fall in love. For heaven's sake, don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love.
Why don't you stand up? Get on my knees.
Kings from Queens, from Queens come kings. We're raising hell like a class when the lunch bell rings. The king will be praised and I will be raised. This is the subject, try to phase him, but he won't be phased. So what's your name? DMC, the king is me. Your highness or his majesty. Now you can debate, you can concentrate, but you can't. We'll be right back.
that's how I rate. He's in the place with the bass and style and grace. His name is Jay, he's here to play and win this race. He's off the wall or the ball. His name is D, kinda tall, yes sir, he's down with B. From the mountain valley to the deep blue sea, the word is heard as told by D. I don't sing, I bring much to light, like a star shining bright in the darkest night. If you are cold, I'll bring you heat, like I brought the whole world my funky beat. Mysterious and serious, I ain't no joke. Fire from the depths of hell and you can smell the smoke. Kicking and ticking while you're having a ball, like chicken finger licking, I'll be picking you off. Don't do the bird, have you heard? Did they give you a call? Just me and DMC, cold shaking the wall. There's no fear when hearing sound of this kind. Across the land, every man is going out of his mind. On the face of the earth, spreading like disease, contaminating, infiltrated like a horde of bees. Lord of lyrics, Duke of discussion, ruler of rock and king at cold crushing, ruler of people, controller of crowd, lingering, lyrics, plastic and loud. Left y'all, or to the left y'all, because I rock up on the mic real deaf y'all. And to the right y'all, or to the right y'all, because I rock up on the mic all night y'all.
Without saying goodbye. I never really thought that this would feel this way, but I just can't handle it. He left me. Can you believe he left me? I can't find a reason not to do this. I don't want to deal with the pain.
End of message.
One person every 18 minutes commits suicide. This is the cry of people in need of hope. Searching? AnswersRadio.com can help. A message from Answers in Genesis.